Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. My guest in the studio today is Byron Sabitse. He is the director of the Native American Center here at San Juan College. Welcome to KSJE.
Thank you. And then I also want to make a quick mention that I'm more officially and in this role today as the chair of the San Juan College Indigenous Peoples Day Committee.
Thank you. Thank you for making that correction or that addition to the job that you have here at San Juan College, because that is what we're talking about, are the week-long series of events to commemorate Indigenous Peoples Day at San Juan College. And you and the committee has been working very hard to gather lots of guests who are coming to campus, for some for the very first time, to talk about what this means for our community, what this means nationwide and worldwide. And so it's good to have you here to talk about things, because things get started actually later on today. Today is the big kickoff for the IDP Indigenous Peoples Day week here at San Juan College.
Yes, today is the opening ceremony, so we're super excited for that. We have a lot of really cool things lined up for today for sure, but also into the week. And we're not the only ones. Quite a lot of, you know, campuses, colleges and universities across the nation are acknowledging and celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day, as well as many communities, many tribal reservations, many, you know, small cities, large cities. I know Los Angeles was the last one to acknowledge Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday of October. So, you know, quite a lot of people. It's not just us at San Juan College, but we do have some really good things going on here.
Right. And of course, just recently too, the city of Farmington and the Navajo Nation have both passed proclamations, correct?
That
add them to the list.
Yes. About 2 weeks ago, the city of Farmington, actually Mayor Tommy Roberts, put out the proclamation, really acknowledging the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day. Soon after that, actually, about a week ago, the president of the Navajo Nation, Russell Begay, and the vice president, Jonathan Nez, both signed a proclamation acknowledging the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day.
And to some folks who may be listening this morning, Byron, who might be saying, gosh, we live in this area so rich with Indigenous culture and Native American people and things like that, so many different tribes and cultures surrounding us. What took us so long? And there's been a lot of, I think, appreciation of the culture and things like that, but now it's getting more of an official, I guess, designation. Is that the way to describe
it? Yes, because, you know, as you may know, nationally, you know, there are other ways, you know, recognizing, you know, certain aspects of history on this day. And I think that's what makes it important for us to really say, hey, you know, this is a day that we really want to acknowledge and put forth information regarding, you know, Indigenous history as well as Indigenous people. You know, being in a land and being in an area where, you know, as you say, there is such rich, you know, Indigenous culture, Native American culture. We have, you know, quite a lot of cultural representation and diversity in those aspects. And we want to make sure that, you know, we're really acknowledging their history, that history, our history, I should say, and, you know, really giving ourselves a chance to, you know, understand and learn about those history, you know, learn about that history and learn about, you know, Indigenous existence.
Right. And so here at San Juan College, we were talking before we came on the air this morning that the efforts began in earnest prior to 2016, but 2016 was kind of the first or when things got started here at San Juan College and the first Indigenous Peoples Day was declared, correct?
Yes.
Officially.
So the first time we had a celebration and acknowledgement for Indigenous Peoples Day on a very in a very formal way was in 2016. Last year, actually on October 10th, 2016, that's when our first Indigenous People's Day celebration took place at San Juan College.
Okay. And this year, you've kind of just gone all over to get a whole week, basically, of events and things that are happening, right? Not just limited to one 24-hour period.
Yes. So something that the committee was talking about is that we had all of these really great ideas. We wanted to do, you know, bring in all of these speakers, presenters. As you said, some of them would be new to, you know, visiting San Juan College the first time. Some of them have been, you know, our partners, you know, for years now. So we've, you know, had really quite a long list of people that we wanted to bring in to help, you know, really kind of share Indigenous culture, as well as, you know, offer presentations about Indigenous history. And our list was just far too long to really try to jam-pack everything in one day. While we are emphasizing and focusing on October 9th, we will have other events throughout the week that will, you know, still meet, you know, our purpose and still fall in line with our celebration. So we thought, yes, one day is great, one day is amazing, but why not also have events throughout the week that acknowledge Indigenous Peoples Day? That way people have more of an opportunity to, you know, pick something that they feel, you know, something they take an interest in, perhaps something speaks to them more, or perhaps it's a timing thing. We want to make sure that we give people, you know, a good selection and a good opportunity to come out and participate in one of our events.
And there's lots of topics that you'll be touching on during this program and during this week with the guests that you've invited and the events that you have planned. And when I say you, I mean you and the committee, because I know it's more than just you,
yes,
although you're a very busy guy. But that's what's going on. And we hope folks will take advantage of coming to these, because they are all, I believe, free. I think there may be one film that's maybe $5 at the door, but other than that, most of the events are free. And to get started, today, as we mentioned, is the opening ceremonies at 10 o'clock. And so talk to me a little bit about what you've got planned for later on today.
Sure. Well, today, starting at 10 o'clock, we're actually going to give, I will probably give a quick, you know, welcome to everyone and let everyone know, you know, why we're celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day and, you know, just talking about some of the things we have lined up for the week. And then we're going to welcome in Tomas Hunt and the Yellow World Production Hoop Dancers. They are actually hoop dancers that win national and world competitions for hoop dancing, and they always place within the top 10. So
wow.
I think it's really a treat for us to have them here at San Juan College.
And they're based where?
They're based out of Page, Arizona.
Okay.
And this is something that they do daily. They do daily performances in Page, Arizona. Some of our folks, our community may have seen them here or there at a performance, or perhaps even in their hometown in Page. So they're coming out to perform for us today from out of Page, and they're going to perform several of their hoop dances, their traditional hoop dances. They're a really cool group because they blend the traditional aspects of hoop dancing with more modern and contemporary aspects. So they're quite a young group, and so I know that, you know, what they bring together in their performance is really, you know, a special treat. Just hearing from them, just watching them, you can tell they're, you know, really quite talented, and, you know, this is where, you know, their passion is. So when they perform at 10 o'clock, following that, we'll also have a couple of our students and a couple of people from our campus community speak about Indigenous Peoples Day. So they'll kind of offer, you know, their thoughts around it. They'll kind of share stories, perhaps some poems, maybe some song performances. Our Miss Indian San Juan College may also, you know, share something there,
okay,
perhaps a special, you know, performance or different things. It's kind of, it's an open mic, but we're not calling it that. We definitely want to give the opportunity for students to share their voice. So that's how that's going to happen. And then we'll also have vendors available if anyone is interested in, you know, looking into, you know, Native American arts and crafts or, you know, small items, jewelry perhaps. And then we have our student club, All Nations Leadership Association, who's going to be selling traditional food during that time. So it's really going to be a nice time to, you know, partake in this, the opening ceremony, to learn, you know, about Indigenous Peoples Day, hear some stories, hear some people speak about it. And then also we're going to be giving out buttons that day. So little buttons that people can clip on their shirts, their bags, whatever, that say, "I support Indigenous Peoples Day." And that's really to show, you know, solidarity around, you know, Indigenous Peoples Day and why we celebrate it and why we acknowledge it. And in doing so, it's really, again, it's representing Indigenous people, and it's really giving respect to Indigenous history and saying, hey, I acknowledge, you know, Indigenous existence, especially on this day. And so we'll have those available to give out. Students can come and pick up a button, or staff, really the campus community can come out and get a button. We're also going to be doing whiteboard demonstrations, which means students in the campus community can take a marker, a dry erase marker, and go to a whiteboard and, you know, just write down some of their thoughts. You know, this is why I celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, you know, and share some really positive, uplifting messages around that. So that's also something we're going to have, a couple of activities like that.
And this is all happening. And great, and pardon me for interrupting you, but this is all happening kind of in the cafeteria area of San Juan
yes.
College. Is that where you've got this all planned?
Yes. So it's formerly known as the Student Sun Lounge.
Right.
If you're really familiar with campus, you know it's the area right outside of the Student Activities Office and right outside of the Herencia Latina Center. That big open area there, we'll kind of have it set up on that day to where, you know, it's pretty obvious there's a performance and things going on.
So it's upstairs from the cafeteria, basically.
Yes.
If you know where Mary's Kitchen is, it would be upstairs. Folks have been around for a while, maybe know it as the old library space on campus, but it's that part of campus. It's kind of in the middle almost of the main campus here at San Juan College, if I had to describe it to somebody.
Yeah, and very easy to find. The Native American Center is also right in that area.
That's
too.
Right.
So right as you come up from the stairs, if you're kind of, you know, a little lost or you need someone to point you in the right direction, come into the Native American Center and then we'll show you where to go.
Great. Very good. But that is the big opening ceremonies. It'll be happening later on today, everyone. It is a free event, of course, featuring the hoop dancers that are coming in from Page, Arizona. At 10 o'clock, everything gets started.
So yes.
In a few more hours from right now when we are speaking. And that will kick off the Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations here at San Juan College. And you really have tried to expand this from just beyond the college community. You really want to involve Farmington and San Juan County and the community as a whole to come and learn more about what this is, why we celebrate it, why it's important, and those types of things, right?
Yes, and you know, we started off by talking about how, you know, several communities and even reservations have put out proclamations. So we talked about the city of Farmington putting out a proclamation for Indigenous Peoples Day. So we want to make sure that, you know, we are in line with, you know, some of the city's initiatives and, you know, acknowledging Indigenous Peoples Day. And we want, you know, the community to know that San Juan College, you know, with you know, the students we have, but the community we serve and the community we're in, we want to make sure that we, you know, have that representation from not only within our, you know, classrooms, but with also within the student programming we do and the activities that we do. So for sure, these events, you know, we definitely welcome in, you know, community members to be a part of it and, you know, to really help them engage, our community engage really in this type of learning, you know. Yeah.
Indeed. And we'll be talking about more music and cultural events and films, but other issues too. In fact, tomorrow night, you've got a very important topic coming in and a very, I think, well-known speaker coming in as well to campus, talking about the Navajo Water Project and how important clean drinking water is to communities locally and, of course, around the world, but more so locally with Native American communities who some may find it hard to believe that even in this day and age still don't have reliable sources of clean drinking water. And some people may find that just amazing that in the United States in 2017, that's still a problem for some families. And so you've got a speaker coming in. Tell me about him tomorrow.
Yes. And so I am just very excited about this presentation. It's the Navajo Water Project, and it's actually a project that is organized or functions out of the larger Dig Deep water project.
Mm-hmm.
And the founder and CEO of Dig Deep, his name is George McGraw, and he's actually been a very active person in the community, especially in the larger communities of New Mexico on the Navajo reservation, and providing access to clean water for many Navajo families. I believe even recently they've worked on a school and providing access to water at that school or at that institution here in New Mexico. So their work is really important, and you know what they've been doing in New Mexico is really important, and I really want to, you know, help our community here in New Mexico engage in the work a lot more and understand, you know, what the severity of, you know, those issues that they're trying to cover. You did, you know, you mentioned a while ago that, you know, in 2017, it may be hard to believe that, you know, half of the Navajo reservation almost, so, you know, over 40% of the Navajo reservation still doesn't have access to clean water. And if you think about the Navajo reservation, it's really quite large. So sometimes, you know, getting the resources out to, you know, families that live in the very, you know, remote or rural areas would be, you know, almost impossible in cases. And not only water, but access to, you know, lights in your home. Exactly.
Right.
So this project, Dig Deep, it works to install smaller systems, water systems, as well as, you know, systems with solar panels for lights.
Mm-hmm.
So they provide, you know, access to this access to water from, you know, the source of a tap because of the system, and or putting up lights in a home through solar panels. And again, these families would otherwise be living without those, you know, necessities,
right.
Those very crucial, I don't know what, you know, sometimes might could be looked at as luxuries from their eyes. And I think it's important to us as a learning institution, as a college, to understand this and help really, you know, engage in this type of work, because, you know, we have students who are going into science fields, who are going into health fields. We have students who are going into, you know, let's say a policy, or let's say even Native American politics. So presentations like this really offer our students an opportunity to say, hey, I know I'm going to specialize or major in something, perhaps this is an opportunity for me to see how I can, you know, help out or address an issue that's occurring within, you know, my reach. So mm-hmm. by that, I mean their community. And so that's really something we're trying to achieve here. And I know George, when he visits for this event, is really going to talk a lot more about the Navajo Water Project and what they've been able to do here on the Navajo Reservation, especially here in New Mexico.
Which is great. And that is tomorrow night at 6 p.m., October 10th, everyone, in the San Juan College Little Theater. It'll be happening. And again, what's amazing to me is with technology, it seems like these projects are a lot more attainable, affordable, doable than the old-style way of having to build a big water treatment plant and pipes everywhere and all the other old-style way of doing it, or power lines and things like that, when you can actually power a home or a number of homes from one smaller grid system. It makes it a lot more feasible, I guess, with the technology that we now have available than it would have been even maybe 20 years ago.
For sure. So I think that, you know, Dig Deep in the Navajo Water Project is really, you know, they have the knowledge and the skill set and, you know, the design behind, you know, bringing these systems and, you know, these opportunities to the reservation, but they don't always have, you know, the available, you know, resources or even support from, you know, let's say the community or, you know, people who can, you know, offer support. And so that's also what we're really trying to encourage here through his event, is that, you know, there are ways that we can, you know, be involved in the way that we can help out and, you know, in looking at, you know, an issue that exists on the Navajo Reservation is, you know, in a larger picture, acknowledging, you know, Indigenous people and acknowledging the way that Indigenous people have lived and, you know, are continuing, you know, to what their lifestyles are like currently. And so, you know, it all kind of ties into, you know, Indigenous Peoples Day. It ties into, you know, what we're currently looking at here in New Mexico in terms of Native American issues, but also Native American opportunity, because they have seen great success with this project. And, you know, we really anticipate even greater success around this, but as well, an opportunity for our students to continue to be educated and to be active and to really, you know, start to get involved and be empowered around movements like this.
Very good. That's just one facet of Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations all week long this week here at San Juan College. Opening ceremonies later on today at 10 a.m. at the Student Sons Lounge, which is in the old library space here at San Juan College. And then the Navajo Water Project tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the San Juan College Little Theater. There are events, though, for the entire rest of the week. And we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, we'll talk more about those events, like some of the Native films that we have that have been produced in our area and beyond, and some other issues on historical colonization and other issues like that that are going to be addressed this week as well. So they are really covering every angle, it seems, of Indigenous Peoples Day here at San Juan College this week. Byron Sabitzay is my guest this morning. He is with the Indigenous Peoples Day Planning Committee and the director of the Native American Center here at San Juan College. Back with more in just a moment on KSJE.
This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center.
My guest in the studio this morning, we are talking about San Juan College's Indigenous Peoples Day week-long celebration of events and activities. Byron Sabitzay is here. He is the director of the Native American Center here at San Juan College and also part of the planning committee for this week-long series of events. Again, welcome to KSJE. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here and to talk about Indigenous Peoples Day.
You bet. It's great to talk about this because things get started later on today with your opening ceremonies at 10 a.m., including some well-renowned hoop dancers who are visiting the area from Page, Arizona, as we talked about in the first part of the program. Uh-huh. Tomorrow night, you have a very special presentation on the Navajo Water Project at 6 p.m. in the San Juan College Little Theater with George McGraw, the executive director of Dig Deep, talking about getting water to communities on the Navajo Reservation and elsewhere, clean water, reliable water. That event is coming up, both free events, by the way. And I want to pick up the schedule with the next event that you have coming up on October 11th. So that'll be coming up again, 6 p.m. You've got a film screening, right?
Yes. So we have a film screening of the Hopi High School cross country team. And the screening, or the documentary, I should say, is called Run Hopi. And San Juan College was kind of lucky this year in that the committee really tapped into a lot of our network and our resources to see, okay, who can we bring in to help us, you know, really share information around, you know, our Native communities and our Indigenous, you know, people and in their communities. And so one way that we're doing that, we invited the assistant cross-country coach from Hopi High School, who has coached the team through 27 consecutive state titles in cross country. And so
that's amazing.
Not a lot of schools have really accomplished that, if any at all. And so ESPN picked up on that, that accomplishment or those achievements, and the ESPN Sports Center actually put out a film about it called Run Hopi, where they talked about the Hopi cross country team, and they talked about, you know, these young Hopi athletes and how they, you know, really are bringing in their traditions, their culture, their stories, you know, their life experiences of living on the Hopi reservation, and how that, you know, is really a part of, you know, their success, how they're, you know, using a lot of their identity, who they are, and putting that forward into, you know, what they love doing, and are those students on the cross country team. And so the film is going to kind of go into, you know, talking about the Hopi reservation, looking at, you know, the Hopi community, definitely the Hopi High School, and then just the cross country team and how they've been able to, you know, really excel in cross country and, you know, come out with, you know, 27 consecutive state titles. So that's what the film is going to be about. And the assistant coach that I've been talking about, his name is Juwan, and he's actually going to be joining us there at the film screening. He was a part of the making of the film.
Okay.
He is in the film.
Right.
He's a part of the very nature of what the film is about. And so he's going to be there or here with us. And he's going to, you know, kind of just share a lot about his experiences, a lot about, you know, that film and, you know, the making of it and really, you know, what their messages have been. And so it's going to be a really, you know, nice time for us to, you know, kind of engage in that conversation and to really learn about, you know, how tradition and culture is really, you know, tied into that success and how, you know, they view success from, you know, that perspective.
Right. And that is on the October 11th, 6 p.m. in the Little Theater. Again, another free event, right? There's no admission to come and see this great documentary, this great film, and hear some of the discussion about it. And again, 27 consecutive state cross-country titles from Hopi High School. And to just kind of wrap your head around that, that's generations. I mean, that's 27 years of students that are having that same teamwork, that same skill, all that stuff.
Yes.
That the film talks about. So that's coming up. The next event I want to ask you about is October 12th, again at the Student Sons Lounge, which is that area upstairs here at San Juan College. And you have, this is Aslan Sin Fronteras in my horrible Spanish, but that is what it's called, and talking about cultural and historical presentation on issues of conquest, colonialization, and historical trauma impacts from around the year 1100 to the present. So this is getting pretty serious about where you've been, where you're going, for lots of Native peoples.
Yes, this is another important event for to help our campus community, to help our students, our community members, even really understand why Indigenous Peoples Day is very important, why acknowledging it is very important. We want to make sure that in acknowledging it and having as we're calling it, a week long of celebration, we want to give the opportunities to show many of the perspectives to understanding it, and one of the crucial ones is the history of it,
right?
Because we know that looking at Indigenous history, we know that there have been events that are kind of hard realities, or realities that we may look back and they aren't as pleasant to read about. Some of them really kind of engage quite a lot of emotion, I know, among Indigenous people. So on this day, Aztlán Sin Fronteras, on October 12th, we have two of our two guests, Erwin Rivera and Alma Rivera, and they're actually a father-daughter duo. And I've heard Erwin and Alma speak before at presentations. I was actually, when I was a little younger, I was on the New Mexico Youth Alliance, and I heard them speak about youth empowerment and positive youth development at conferences that I was a part of, both in the Albuquerque and Santa Fe area. So I really got to see, their commitment, their passion to, supporting young people. So this is going to be a really nice treat for me to kind of see them in a different perspective and talking about, history and, the different things that happened in history. As you mentioned a while ago in the presentation, they're going to talk about trauma. They're going to talk about some of the harsh realities that occurred and some of the things that we're now looking at as opportunities or forms to heal from by acknowledging Indigenous Peoples Day as that day.
Right.
So that's again a really important event, a really good time for our students to kind of see and understand the history through their presentation. And I don't think that we have a lot of those opportunities to understand that. And I think that the knowledge around that is not always as available, because sometimes you have to lean into our elders, or we have to lean into people who have, who have researched it, or, have really, really delved into, the history from, the lens of colonialism.
Right.
So I think that that's going to be a really powerful presentation, and a nice one for us to understand IPD.
I mean, that's happening on October 12th at 10 a.m. So it's a morning presentation. And again, I think it speaks too for folks who may be listening to our conversation this morning, Byron, saying, well, why do they have to do that? Or why is that going on? Or what's it all about? I don't understand. And I think this would be a very interesting presentation to attend to maybe get a better understanding of the perspective of Indigenous people, and why it's important to tell these stories, and why it's important to remember where we came from, where they came from, and how that shaped the culture, shaped the people today. Is that the first statement?
Exactly, exactly. And I think, you know, the committee, the Indigenous Peoples Day Committee here at San Juan College, that is our main goal. Our main goal is to give, you know, an opportunity for people to understand why Indigenous Peoples Day, you know, why do we have, you know, why do we proclaim it Indigenous Peoples Day? Why do we acknowledge it, you know, now? So that's, you know, really important to understand, you know, okay, here are the, you know, crucial pieces to understanding, you know, the why part.
Right.
So I think that, you know, for those that are still kind of that hear about it, might not know a lot about it, it being Indigenous Peoples Day, mm-hmm. definitely come and, you know, and help us. And I mean, let us help you, understand, you know, the why part of it.
Right.
We have many ways that we can do that.
And again, all these events that we're talking about are open to everybody, from students and staff and faculty at San Juan College to members of the community and folks from Colorado. It doesn't matter, wherever you are in the sound of our voice, you are welcome to attend these events. And you will wrap up the week-long celebration on October 13th with a feature on Native films. And you've got a couple of events happening on that day, right? One at noon and one at 7 p.m.
Yes. So starting at noon, we're actually going to welcome a local Navajo filmmaker. His name is Cody Daish. And I know that the community has is become quite familiar with Cody just because of, you know, his talent and, you know, really a lot of the things that he's doing in the community for the Navajo people. He's come from a very, you know, a very base level of wanting to pursue, you know, his passion and wanting to pursue something to, you know, really finding great success, you know, within his work, within his films.
He has quite a number of accomplishments under his belt already, and he's not that old of a person.
Yes. I just call him an entertainer sometimes.
Yeah,
I know that's not giving him enough credit, but Cody and I have really actually become good friends. We, you know, support each other in, you know, a lot of the work that he does, as well as a lot of the work that I do. Cody, the reason why the committee chose Cody and the reason why we have, you know, such an affinity for Cody is that he, within the work that he does, he blends or he brings in these really, really important and strong topics and addresses them and offers ways that we can really understand, you know, different issues or different things that are occurring within Native communities, and also offer, you know, hope in them, offer, you know, ways to, you know, really combat, you know, issues, and not only that, but to feel empowered within identity. And I know he speaks, you know, directly to young people, or the Navajo youth, around, you know, these different things. For example, you know, something that he addresses is suicide within his films. You know, that's not always a very, you know, that's always, you know, a hard thing to kind of talk about or to kind of, you know,
sure.
to understand even. So, you know, the way that he uses his films as an educational piece for young people to see that, you know, hey, something, you know, as serious as suicide is, you know, there is actually ways for me to better understand it, to better understand how I can get help, and, you know, different things like that. So he brings in really, you know, really important topics, and then he, you know, he ties in, you know, different ways in his film, you know, humor, in that he wants to make sure that he brings happiness to his films as well, and he brings in, you know, some very important well-known, I should say, Native American actors and entertainers within his films and his pieces. So that's something that is also a special treat. He actually just launched his second EP, I believe. So he's also a singer, and his band, Our Last Chance, just had a release party for that, where, you know, they invited in a lot of the community. So I'm sure he would talk about some of his music there too. As I said, I kind of call him an entertainer because he kind of does, you know, all of those things.
Sure.
But it's going to be a really nice way for, you know, us to kind of understand or look at our, you know, films and, you know, different things that are occurring within our communities through, you know, his filmmaking, and also to look at it as a, hey, this is a very local thing. I know that a lot of our students are looking into perhaps a career in, you know, maybe the music industry, or perhaps in film, or, you know, whatever way, but that's not something that is a huge, you know, influence, or we don't have, you know, really a huge school that will allow for, how do I say it, like something like that to be a powerful career choice. Not powerful, I mean like a big career choice or an obvious. So I think it's really important for them to kind of see through Cody's work that, hey, anything you're interested in, you know, you can get plugged into whatever, you know, that passion is. And so I think it's important for them to kind of see that the filmmaking and that those pieces are doable.
Right. And to hear a local success story, I think is great. And to see, I mean, we know that our state is certainly encouraging the film industry from California and other places. And there's certainly some infrastructure in our state that has been put together. And it seems to be a growing industry, and some potential is there with some of the TV and movie productions that are done here on a larger scale. And then to see more of a local success story is always great. So that's happening at noon on the 13th. And then you've got another event later on that evening at 7 p.m. And that is another kind of native film, right?
Yeah. So this one, this event is actually going to kind of round off our events for the week. It's a film that some people may have heard of already. I know it's been out in a couple of select theaters, so we're very happy to have it here and then to be showing it. But the film is called Rumble, The Indians Who Rocked the World. And it's really a look at Native American people and Native American musicians and how they've really impacted, you know, and influenced the larger, you know, music industry. And,
right.
And so I think it's going to be a really nice, informational piece about, you know, that sort of influence and impact. And I know that it's a lot of my friends who are very into music definitely have seen this film already, but also a lot of my friends who don't know a lot about music or perhaps are not, you know, musicians and don't have the skill or talent in that way have also enjoyed it, you know, based off of what I heard. I personally haven't watched it, so hopefully this will be, you know, my opportunity to do so.
Right.
I think that it's going to be a really great film. That film does have a little bit of a attached to it, so there is a $5 admissions, but I think it's going to be, you know, well worth it, well worth the watch. And
you can't
the participation
watch any movie because... for $5, so yeah, it's still a good deal.
Yeah, other places, again, it has very limited, I feel like, showing, so even if you tried to find it, you might have to travel somewhere to like see it, or perhaps even pay extra when it does, you know, when it is available. So I think this is a really good opportunity, and we're showing it at, you know, on Friday on the 13th at 7 p.m. And again, that $5 is going to be well worth it. I know I've heard really good things about it, and I'm sure whoever can show up for it would also really appreciate it.
That'll be at the Little Theater again here at San Juan College as a way to wrap up the week long celebration of Indigenous People's Day here at San Juan College. Byron Sabitzay is my guest this morning. And in the minutes we have remaining, because we are kind of running out of time, Byron, I know you want to thank some folks for making this possible. And the final push to explain to folks what's going on this week here at San Juan College.
Sure. Well, the Indigenous Peoples Day community here at San Juan College, we meet year-round, actually. And we started meeting really, really early and started planning, you know, what we have lined up for today and the rest of the week. So, you know, even as this wraps up, we're going to start planning for next year's,
awesome.
Probably
right.
In the coming weeks. So,
take a day or two off, but then get back to work.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
But with that, I want to give thanks to, you know, the committee that I worked with. They, you know, all worked very hard to do, you know, different, you know, activities, different things to put something like this together. This is a large event. And, you know, from everyone on the committee to, you know, all of our partners and supporters from within the campus who, you know, helped us, you know, scramble to get things done either last minute or way, way in advance. Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate them. But also to the people who have shown, you know, financial support to Indigenous Peoples Day. We're actually a committee that functions without a budget, surprisingly.
Right.
So to do all of what we've been able to do really relied on the help that we've had from, you know, a couple of our partners. So we definitely want to send a huge thanks over to the San Juan College Foundation. As well, we want to give a thanks to Citizens Bank and Broadening Horizons, the Office of Student Services and student activities here at San Juan College, the Native American Center, definitely, all our students there, All Nations Leadership Association, Herencia Latina Center, and in Los A, they've been very instrumental in helping us actually from the start, the Student Achievement Center, the School of Humanities, and definitely KSJE for the support, and then as well for this opportunity to help us in promoting the event. And there's many people who, you know, have loaned a hand and who's offered support, you know, from very small things to large things. So I definitely appreciate them.
We think it's important to raise the awareness and, again, present other perspectives to our community, and that's what you're doing all week long. And for someone who has a major event beginning in just a few hours, you're very calm this morning. So thank you, Byron.
It's been a year in the works, and you know, I'm very excited for, you know, these events that we have lined up. It's going to be really a special treat for San Juan College and our community. And again, these events are it's a celebration, and right. It's a celebration of, you know, Indigenous people, Indigenous existence, as well as Indigenous history. So these are all very healthy, positive, fun, you know, engaging events. And, you know, I really encourage everyone to come to one of our events to, you know, learn about Indigenous People's Day and why it's celebrated, but also to learn about how, you know, you as a person can either be involved or can how perhaps, you know, understand something a little differently from a different lens, or maybe in the future, you know, join the Indigenous People's Day Committee, or, you know, take some sort of action step to really help, you know, our understanding of Indigenous People's Day. It's very important. And even if you're perhaps listening, but you're not as close to San Juan College, you know, a lot of communities and colleges and other places are acknowledging Indigenous People's Day. And we're actually going to be running a little bit of a promotion, not a promotion, but like an activity through our Native American Center, San Juan College Native American Center Facebook, to where we have the image of our buttons that we're going to be wearing that says, I support Indigenous People's Day.
Byron Sibetse, thank you so much for joining me this morning on KSJE.